Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting fourth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jim McEnany. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken McBride. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ken McBride. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting second. The first baseman, Bob Boyd. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Pilarczyk. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Barry Chytrany. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Heft. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Billy Heft. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball towards right. Pilarczyk settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Pilarczyk. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Ginsburg and he is out, Gardner applying the tag. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heft fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McBride fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling takes first base on ball four. Barry Chytrany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chytrany hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a fly ball into right field. McEnany settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips juggles the ball. That's an error on Phillips. Chitrini moves to second. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McBride fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heft fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft strikes out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 1 in the game. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McBride fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyd hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Boyd reaches second base with a double. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0 for 1 in the game. Pilarczyk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boyd scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pilarczyk. The throw from Lawler and he is out, Aparicio applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Woodling takes first base on ball 4. Barry Chitrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chitrini is 0 for 1 in the game. Chitrini strikes out. One out. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0 for 1 in the game. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips strikes out. 1 out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 1 in the game. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heft fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany is 0 for 1 in the game. McEnany hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woodling. McEnany reaches second base with a double. Ken McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0 for 1 in the game. McBride strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson strikes out. 1 out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 0 for 1 in the game. Heft hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Heft reaches second base with a double. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 2 in the game. Klaus takes first base on ball 4. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Boyd hits a line drive into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive towards third. Robinson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. 2 outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McBride fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Barry Chytrany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chytrany is 0 for 2 in the game. Chytrany takes first base on ball 4. Woodling moves to second. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0 for 2 in the game. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson fields it and throws to second for the out. Woodling moves to third. 2 outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Ginsburg moves to second. Albie Pearson pinch hits for Billy Gardner. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson hits a fly ball into right field. McEnany settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Miranda now playing second base. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woodling. Phillips reaches second base with a double. John Romano pinch hits for Earl Torgerson. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McEnany hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Boyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Norm Cash now playing first base. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Heft hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McBride fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Klaus takes first base on ball 4. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Pilarczyk hits a fly ball into right field. McEnany settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0-for-2 in the game. McBride hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ginsburg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash juggles the ball. That's an error on Cash. Barry Chytrany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chytrany is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Chytrany hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0-for-3 in the game. Ginsburg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Woodling moves to third. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Ginsberg moves to second. Turk Lown now pitching. Willie Tasby pinch hits for Willie Miranda. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby strikes out. Two outs. Bob Niemann pinch hits for Billy Heft. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann takes first base on ball four. Woodling scores. Ginsberg moves to third. Robinson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 2, Orioles, 2. Billy O'Dell pinch runs for Bob Niemann. Jerry Staley now pitching. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ginsberg scores. Robinson moves to third. O'Dell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Orioles. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Dropo now playing third base. Brooks Robinson now playing second base. Hal Brown now pitching. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dropo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Rivera pinch runs for Sherm Lawler. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a fly ball towards right. Pilarczyk catches it and throws to first to double up Rivera. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.